From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. On the second day of Donald Trump's presidency, a rally is underway here in Washington protesting some of his policies.
Well, after the election, we were deeply disappointed by the results, and I have a daughter, and, you know, our feeling is that what we saw in the election really demonstrated an attitude towards women that is, you know, pervasive and unpleasant, and we really need to show our solidarity against that.
The co-chairwoman of the Women's Watch on Washington is Carmen Perez.
On the first day after the president is inaugurated, I think that sends a strong, bold message of radical resistance. But we certainly will be releasing a document that has points of unity that does, you know, tell everyone what we're marching for. And so some of those issues, again, are some of the things that I talked about earlier, you know, looking at the intersectionality between women's rights, reproductive rights, criminal justice, LGBTQIA, as well as civil rights.
Meantime, President Trump is beginning his first full day on the job by attending a prayer service. Mr. Trump will also reportedly visit the Central Intelligence Agency, one of a number of intelligence agencies he has been at odds with in the past, over claims about Russian election hacking. Early Saturday, Mr. Trump took to Twitter to express gratitude to the American people for participating in Friday's inauguration activities and to thank the news media for the generally favorable reviews of his inauguration speech. And following his inauguration, Mr. Trump and his wife Melania attended a number of balls, which lasted late into the night on Friday. This is VOA News. Foreign Minister of